Malaysia followed by Rwanda.
Assalamu alaikum. Buonasera. Madam Chair, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I join others in congratulating Dr. Ko Dong Yu on your re-election as a Director General of FAO for the second term. Malaysia welcome the overarching theme of this year, FAO Conference, Integrated Water Resources Management, which includes overcoming water challenges in agriculture and integrated flood risk management for resilient agro-food system and rural development. The theme should serve as a reminder to the all FAO members state of what needs to be done and the long road we have. Ladies and gentlemen, it is imperative that we recognize the impact that water scarcity on agriculture practice. The world is facing water scarcity, and more than 3 billion people live in agriculture areas with very high or high levels of water shortage in addition. In addition, about 1.2 billion live in areas where there is a high drought frequency in rain-fed cropland and pasture land areas of high water stress in integrated areas. In Malaysia, the agriculture sector contributed 6.6, equivalent to 21.7 billion to the Malaysian gross domestic product. The agro-food industry currently represents 3.5% of Malaysian GDP, with a value of $11.25 billion in 2022. In this relation, Malaysia firmly believes that water resources should be strategically managed to sustain agri-food system that are more productive, inclusive, resilient, and sustainable. Ladies and gentlemen, the path toward integrated water resources management, IWRM, is crucial for addressing water scarcity and transforming agriculture as well as for reducing risk from flood. In this regard, Malaysia acknowledges the adverse impact of climate change and agriculture practice, particularly the competition for water resources for agriculture, with heavy usage of water that directly contributed to stress as river water level fall. As for reduction of flood risk, we have relevant experience where the National Flood Forecasting and Warning Program has been established for selected major river basin to provide early warning of flooding event. Water resources being one of the crucial farming input of the agro-food sector has been managed more efficiently through the Malaysian National Agro-Food Policy 2.0. For the 2021 until 2030, this is reflected through several initiatives to promote sustainable water use in the agriculture, which include the promotion of water-efficient irrigation techniques such as drip irrigation and the use of precision farming technologies. In addition, Malaysia has made significant progress in increasing its agriculture productivity through the implementation of technology and innovative agriculture practice that promote sustainability. Through National Agro-Food Policy 2.0, as part of our action to expedite the development of agri-food-related infrastructure, particularly to increase accountability for the management of infrastructure, Malaysia actively continue to address the need to concentrate by increasing the investment in agro-food targeted infrastructure, particularly for the purpose of irrigation. Further, in advancing toward sustainable agriculture practice, Malaysia has been implementing a robust certification scheme, namely Good Agriculture Practice, MyGAP, and MyOrganic. By incorporating the element of ESG into this certification, it helps the stakeholder to adopt new, more responsible, and less damaging and agriculture practice for future success. Malaysia recognizes the population growth and urbanization, industrialization and expansion of irrigated agriculture and imposing rapidly increasing demand and pressure on water resources, besides contributing to the rising water pollution. In addition,
please conclude.
Infrastructure and facilities are challenges to the agro-food industry. Thank you very much.